or not to glitch. Hey, it is Friday. We got a lot of great stuff that is going to be happening. Make no mistake about that. Certain things that always, always, always happen on a Friday. Well, I wear red. R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. It is a vital thing started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. And it was all designed
to get us to wear red. I mean, just that simple. Wear some red so that people could see you were thinking about those who were serving elsewhere. Now, Memorial Day is not about those who are serving elsewhere. We're going to get into the meaning of Memorial Day. We'll do that in a couple of moments, I promise you. But 5 o'clock, I will provide you, as I do each and every year, with the real story that, for me, sums up in its entirety exactly what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day, as I've shared with you, is not for those who are serving today. It's not for those who served in the past. It is for those who made the ultimate sacrifice. It is a day to remember, commemorate, honor those who gave their lives in service to this country. It is very different than simply having put on the uniform. And I'm not minimizing those who have put on the uniform, but I am saying when we talk about Memorial Day, there is more to it. So at 5 o'clock, as I have done every year for as long as I can remember, I will share the story of the four chaplains, four heroic men, four men of faith, four godly men with servants' hearts who, well, they made the ultimate sacrifice on board the Dorchester so many years ago. We'll do that at 5 o'clock. I want us to have as much time as possible to explore it and dive into it. And hopefully you'll take the opportunity to share that as well. But it is Friday. And so on Fridays, as you know, I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. I am wearing a red shirt today. Thankfully, the laundry genie was on top of her game, and I've got my red shirt. But even if, in fact, I did not have an actual piece of red cloth to wear, some sort of a shirt or shorts or socks or what have you, always, my dear friend Emily Morrissey helps me out. So just to be on the safe side, I mean, I have the thin blue line bracelet on. You know, I wear a bracelet from Emily every day that ends in Y. But other than that, I'm telling you, not a single bracelet, but every day that ends in Y, I got at least one on. And Emily has a new version of the thin blue line bracelets. They actually debuted last week at the Vail event up here in Ashland. And so that was really, really, really cool. And I'm wearing my new version. I think it would be the third version. So each of them becomes more and more and more collectible. And in addition to that, as I said, just to be safe, I do have a red glass bead bracelet carefully crafted by my friend Emily. So I am absolutely all okay for today. I want to thank a couple of folks before we dive into everything we have to dive into. And that includes former Congressman Dave Brat, my favorite economist. As you know, I mean, Adam Smith was good. And there were a few other guys, I think, that were okay. They're no Dave Brat. But Dave will be with us at 3:35. Tony Pham is going to be with us at 5:35. Just a little update. I do want to hear exactly what is going on. I mean, if President Trump has now solved the problem at the border, right, we're back to having a safe, sound, secure border. Well, now what? What are they working on over there at DHS? Tony's going to fill us in. And I am, as always, looking forward to chatting with him. He's a dear friend, longtime friend. A couple of other things are going to happen. A couple of surprises, actually, that we had to call one or two audibles. And as always, Jeremy has risen to the occasion. Okay, a couple of things I would like to remind you about quickly. The James River Air text line is available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I will be at the Virginia War Memorial on Monday. I'm hoping to see a lot of people there. I am scheduled as one of the readers. You want to talk about a humbling experience to be charged with reading even one name that's up on the Shrine of Memory is, well, I mean, it's humbling. But to then be charged with reading, I believe each of us has agreed to read 50 names. There are 12,000 that are there. So it's going to be a long day. I have one of the early spots. I was one of the first people invited to do this. And if you think I hesitated in responding yes, well, then we don't really know each other. Let me introduce myself. Jeff Katz, pleasure to meet you. So that's going to be Monday. I will urge you, as I have at every point leading up to Memorial Day, to please remember what it is all about. I know lots of us are going to be involved in, well, enjoyable activities, right? The weather is looking pretty good. It's a little chilly, but it's not bad. And we've got a lot of rain moving in, but that's not till next week on Tuesday. So it's going to be a lovely long weekend to do all sorts of wonderful, enjoyable things. And every one of those lovely, enjoyable things that you and I are going to get to do this weekend have been paid for by those men and women who gave their lives in service to this country. None of us would be enjoying a day at the beach with food and beverages and suntan lotion or sunscreen or whatever it is that you're using, and unless there were young men who were coming ashore on a beach, say Normandy. So just please remember that. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's all. That's all. All right. What else do we need to do today? We need to prepare, right? Need to prepare to commemorate the losses, to honor the sacrifices. If you are going to, quote, celebrate Memorial Day, then you, well, I would say probably do not fully understand the holiday. But to take a moment and commemorate and honor those who've made that sacrifice, okay, that's good. That's good. And then by all means, go and enjoy. Go and celebrate. But always have that in the back of your mind, why you're able to do that. Just a couple of things. One or two other things that I want to acknowledge. I said I had to thank a few folks in addition to the millions who have sacrificed throughout the years to make this possible. I thank them. I try and thank them one way or another every day. I want to thank the wonderful folks this morning who welcomed me to the Mount Vernon Baptist Church. It's over on Knuckles Road in the West End. It was the third annual Police Command Staff Prayer Breakfast. Now, a couple of years back, I guess about 4 years ago, I remember when Pastor Steve Boot shared with me the idea, and he and Major Eric Gowan
from the Virginia State Police were both just sort of kind of kicking the idea around. Wouldn't it be cool? This could be nice. What do you think about this? Could we do this? And I don't know how exactly they did it, except fully understanding this was a mission from God. It is a mission from God. And they pulled it off again 3 years in a row. And 3 years in a row, they've asked me to offer. They have asked me to offer the final words, the end, the closing prayer, and a couple of, well, you know, I'm fundamentally a speaker. I mean, far be it for me to even have the capacity to limit my speech, right? You know I got to say something. So I did. But to be amongst those heroes is just absolutely incredible. Absolutely.